Hello, travelers. Julian here, and allow me to welcome you to our second season finale. The past year has been a true roller coaster, but along with everyone on Team Star Tripper, making the show has been vital in helping us feel connected to each other and our amazing listeners. To everyone who has contributed to our Patreon, to our dutiful and patient fellow travelers, there is scarcely thanks enough. We're looking to do another roundtable talkback to release to our patrons, along with our second Season 2 blooper reel in a couple of weeks. So if you're not supporting us yet, there's still time to hop aboard and listen in. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, get in touch via the contact form on our website, StarTripperHQ.com, or send an email to StarTripperHQ@gmail.com. Star Tripper is brought to you this week by Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Not everyone has fond memories of home, and Lillian Harper sure doesn't have many. But when her mother's illness draws her back to Mount Absalom, she realizes just how little she really knew about the place. For all its small-town charm, its celery festival, and its cheery denizens, something is very wrong with this sleepy Midwestern burg. What do a rundown observatory, Lillian's childhood home, and a helpful young man have to do with the dread pervading Mount Absalom? Why, plenty, if our friends at Heartlife NFP have anything to say about it. Subscribe and listen to Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery, wherever you get your podcasts. And stick around after the credits for a special preview. Star Tripper is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. We talk about BetterHelp a lot on this show, and this month we're discussing some of the stigmas around mental health. For example, some people may think you can wait until things are unbearable to go to therapy, but that isn't true. Therapy is a tool to utilize before things get worse, and it can help you to avoid those lows. Some people may think that mental health isn't a part of normal life, but that's wrong too. We take care of our bodies with nutrition, exercise, and regular visits to the doctor. We should be focusing on our minds just as much. And some people may think that therapy is only for the big issues, but we here at Team Star Tripper have found therapy useful not just for the major stuff, but also for developing concrete strategies to overcome the effects of those issues day to day. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp Online Therapy. We love being supported by BetterHelp because we believe you should always have the best support in improving your mental health. We are proudly sponsored by BetterHelp, and Star Tripper listeners get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/startripper. That's BETTERHELP.com/startripper. And now, for our next destination.
Pushback.
Half the match is played in post-game scorekeeping.
Founders is an institution held by statistics nerds, so they get their hackles up about simplifying the format.
You tell me that's a good time for the whole family. No, go ahead. Or try telling Lamplighter.
What? Low blow! And I'm not going to sit here and sully the good name of Founders over these very nice mixed drinks. Oh, love a good parallax blur.
Have it your way, Mr. Cultural Heritage.
Oh, yeah? My way? How about you do the intro this time?
What? Come on, it's your show. That'd be weird.
No, it won't. And I won't be bitter and complain about you smack-talking Bounders.
Damn it, you got me.
Ah.
Hello, travelers, and welcome back to Star Tripper.
Oh, come on, put some gut into it. You know how we do it around here.
Hush you. Welcome back to Star Tripper. My name is Serena, the Sapphire Blade, and I am currently joined by your host, Festin Pixis, and the wonderful Proxy, as always.
Hello, everyone.
At the moment, we're kicking back on the planet Umanos, one of the four temple worlds on Nesta's Path of Pilgrimage. It's been a religious site for over a millennium, but after being settled and resettled a few times, the local tourism bureau has worked to relax things a little. 20-odd years ago, you would have needed tokens of pilgrimage to make landfall. This one came at the recommendation of our newest crewist, Tranquil Hagen, who I guess felt like we could all use a bit of culture. They're taking their sweet time, by the way. One wrong move in this town, and you could be up to your neck in monks. Or a guided tour. Pick your poison.
I'll give him a call just in case. Hey, TH, You're not being menaced at Sandalpoint, are you?
Sorry for the delay, all. I received a message from a former colleague as we were entering orbit. Had to follow up.
Anything exciting?
Only if you sky-weary souls consider the prospect of a home-cooked meal exciting.
Okay, keep talking.
We've been invited to a family dinner at the Trutwig residence. I'll send you the address. You needn't dress to impress, luckily.
Who's this we're meeting that we needn't try to impress?
My old contact in the Umanos Cohabitation Service, one Trutwig and his husband, Avo. Lovely people, who know their way around an axe as it so happens.
Huh, that's not the worst thing to lead with.
The Cohab Service maintains the local balance of flora and fauna, deters poachers, and performs much-needed diagnostic studies of Umanos. Hagen, in what capacity did you work together with Trutwig?
Oh, I'm sure he'll tell you all about it.
Well, listen, you had me at home-cooked meal. I've been sort of zoning out since then, so location, please! Oh, nice place. Look at all the cool climbing vines.
Sort of looks like they're styling the house's hair, what with the artful patches of moss. Oh, Cac, do you smell that? It's so good.
Wow, yeah, what is that?
And this must be them, the conquering heroes, at last.
Have you been here before?
You'll be festin'. So glad you could make it. Which makes you Serena, naturally, and if I may say, it is nice to see a Vatra Outrider again. Weren't there three of you? Trank mentioned a third.
Hello, I am Proxy, integrated assistant of the Star Trooper. Pleased to make your acquaintance.
Oh, charmed to meet you all. But please, let's continue this in the den. Right this way.
Thanks.
Avo is just putting the finishing touches on supper.
So, hey, what were you saying about conquering heroes exactly?
Not that we're saying you should stop.
What else do I call the people who saved Trank from not only certain death, but professional embarrassment they'd never live down? If you'd blown it, I would have been robbed of the best laugh I've had in years.
Trutwig's eye, damn it. I did not tell you about that so you could use it as ammunition.
No, you thought that you could get away with playing it cool about the whole thing, which you cackin' won't. I won't stand for it.
This is a damned ambush.
Trank, in your shoes, I had to stop myself from kissing their feet. You could be just a little shameless about it. Make them one of your special drinks, at least. Make yourself comfortable, folks. I'm Avo. You're just in time.
You've got a lovely place here.
I found them admiring our handiwork on the front yard, hon.
That's so sweet. I wish I could take all the credit.
Are both of you in the Cohab service? Oh, thanks, Hagen.
Yeah, we met as junior rangers on the conservation study. Trut was supposed to be taking soil readings of the temple grounds, but I found him sunning himself on the balcony.
Well, I seem to remember you shouting a lot less when I looked up at you and flashed that old Trutwig grin.
Oh, cram it, you. Honestly, I have to live with this all the time.
Yeah, you look real conflicted.
You got me. He takes the job much more seriously these days, at least.
Oh, is that so?
Well, these days I spend a lot less time fishing nosy Kratos out of the old reservoir. So they're thinking about promoting me.
Then congratulations are in order. Asshat.
I'm gonna need the full scoop on that incident, thank you very much.
As long as we can trade, I still need all the details of your little adventure on Quoro.
Easiest deal I've ever made.
You can swap stories over stew. Come and get it.
It smells wonderful, Avo. Thank you.
You folks lucked out timing-wise. We started slow cooking the Wapello this morning, and the veggies aren't more than 20 ticks out of the ground.
This is great. Well, felt weirdly emotional all of a sudden. Oh, I'm good. Fastin, you good?
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
I think they needed this.
You folks really know how to pay a guy a compliment.
We gotta pay you back somehow.
There now, you're more than welcome. Hagen told us a little about how things have been for you lately. No cack and picnic, that's for sure.
We'd be happy to have you until you need to take off again. You're probably eager to get back to kicking some ass out there.
Yes and no. We're all sort of taking things as they come right now. This is supposed to be a vacation. But you know how it is, work finds you sometimes.
You don't sound too busted up about it.
Yeah, depends on the job. Right, TH?
I claim zero responsibility for any past mishap.
Well, don't get too comfy, Trank. I gotta tell these nice folks about the time I dragged you out of the reservoir by your ankles.
Lies! Malicious lies!
kicked an ancient Yug safe floating in space. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, it worked, didn't it? Take it up with the Yug. Oh, wait.
I seem to remember the rest of that story involving several near-death experiences with space pirates.
Who ended up being pretty nice folks, actually. Anybody want to hear some dirty pirate limericks? There once was a freeboodle spacer.
Not again, boy.
Absolutely not.
I didn't think you were on a clock, huh?
Not technically. But I just got a strange auto alert from one of my patrol zones. Some sort of seismic activity is disrupting the wildlife around Section 180. I'm getting dispersal pings for 5 surrounding areas.
Everything all right?
It should be, yeah, but I better head out to make sure. If it is a mama magtail burrowing a new warren, that becomes my whole week.
Great. I could use a little after-dinner exercise.
Ooh, yeah, I'm here for some of that deep forest temple action.
If you don't mind the extra company, of course.
Well, there's nothing in the regulations against it, but...
You might as well give in, Trot. They're the type to pick a plan and stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
And if Festin breaks, touches, or upsets anything, I take full responsibility. I'd also give him merciless noogies.
She has knuckles like rocks!
I'm sure you'll be just fine. As long as you follow what this one says and not what he does.
Nice. Trotwig, you have a very zowie husband.
I sure think so. Back soon. We can take my cruiser this way, y'all.
It'll be nice to see what you've been up to.
Be safe out there, folks.
Thanks again for having us.
Oh, thank you for being had. It's a rare treat these days.
Speaking of, that Wopella was killer. Gotta get the recipe.
Let's hit it, folks!
Hey, wait up! Oh, this is your office?
Yeah, well, we've all got our plots to look after. I'm not certified for temple upkeep, but I've always preferred the growing side of things. Not too shabby, is it?
You can tell a lot of care goes into this place. I know a few folks back home on Arcilla would love to swap some notes.
Now that is generous of you, Serena. I'll pass that along.
And where are we headed exactly, Trot?
Well, if I remember right, Zone 180 is the old Unrather estate well outside of the city. It's all pretty overgrown by this point, but it used to be a noble mansion. We're talking, like, at least 800 years ago.
Kinda hard to believe it's still standing after all this time.
Well, it is and it isn't. You know, we've done what we could for the place, but I'm not that shocked by weird seismic activity out there. Somewhere along the line, the back half of the villa started to slump into the underground ravine. It just cracked the foundation right in two. These days, a good portion of the guest wing and downstairs are several feet below where they're supposed to be. My bet is on Magtail Warren spreading over the years. But either way, it's not too safe living there.
So what are you supposed to do about it?
Just get a read of the place to start with. We'll see if we can pinpoint what might be causing all the fuss, and if there is one, I will be glad that you folks came along tonight. We're coming up on it right over here.
Have a good time, everyone. Tread carefully and follow the guide.
Couldn't have put it better myself.
Wow, you weren't kidding. This place got hit hard.
Now you see the delicate issue. The Coab Service isn't about to try and drag this place out of the grave if it means upsetting things anymore.
Seems like that ship has launched already.
You mean literally? Oh, it does look like something landed or took off over on that side.
All right, travelers. Let's see what we can find out here.
You ever seen anything like this before? It's so quiet.
Got me there. Usually the local wildlife can't wait to bother me. Oop, hold up. That noise, that's something, right?
Yeah, I don't like the sound of that.
Let's take it real slow, everyone. Trot, you and me first.
Really hoping these magtails aren't as mean as they seem in my head.
I wouldn't say mean, just real territorial, and they don't stick to one warren year-round.
I will take ongoing seismic readings until you are in the clear. Please be safe inside.
All right, folks. Let's head on in, and I'll holler in the event we need to make for the exit real fast.
Just a precaution.
That's definitely mechanical.
Causing a lot of rumbling in a place like this is bad, probably, right?
If it's poachers or something, we gotta get in there.
On it.
That passage already. Sir, nearly clear moments. Another tick, excavation team will be through.
I pray for all your sakes that you're right. The Dominion Armada is no place for failures, and I have no problem cutting away any dead wood from this command.
Yes, Captain.
Back, move back, big problem.
Whoa, Serena!
Move your asses, I am not joking. That's a whole squad in there, military hard cases. I'd say they're from the Dominion of the Keyless Lock.
Sai, help us.
Dominion? Those imperialist types from beyond Commonwealth space? What are they doing here?
Operating some kind of drill or excavator on the back wall. I couldn't get a good look at it.
But what could they possibly want with this place?
We have a mountain of questions to answer and no way to answer them without backup.
Yeah, we gotta get out of here and regroup.
Hold! Drop your weapons and don't even flinch in my direction.
What the hell?
Cacking Yanat Sangha.
Drop the damn blade. Captain Gravender, we have intruders!
Tidily handled, Doctor. So, we have a park ranger, a couple of tourists, and an outrider of the Circle of Vatra. What a day. Count yourself lucky that I don't throw you all down the ravine.
Why haven't you?
Serena, I wouldn't.
It's a fair question. The fact is, I anticipated someone would come, and we could use more warm bodies for this mission. I suppose you count.
Captain, I don't know if you know about this place, but it's really unsafe to be digging in here. Being in here is probably a bad move for all of us.
I'm not here because I wish to be, Worm. We are looking for something, and we will find it.
Okay, but did you have to take all our stuff? That multi-tool has some extreme sentimental value.
How sweet. If you survive navigating the sunken portion of the house, locate the Unrather Vault, and assist in our extraction of the objective, then, well, our way is to make room for every useful tool.
You'd let us go.
Certainly.
I like our chances much better anywhere but the bottom of a ravine.
There. You see, some of you common folk are worth the time after all. Some of you might even have a future within the Dominion. A distant one, perhaps. On your feet.
Debris has been cleared, Captain. Excavation team is proceeding to the next staging point.
Very good, Saimar. I want checks every F-tick.
Sir!
I have some engineering experience, Captain, and Trutwig knows the area front and back. Probably wise to listen to his advice about the danger here. We don't know what's going to happen
Don't sell yourself short. You're a Zenith-class systems engineer, and you call that some experience? Having a clerical worker in the mix is an odd wrinkle, though.
You've checked us out, I see.
Enough to satisfy my curiosity. For the moment, you're not in any danger so long as you follow my orders. Do we understand each other, tourists?
Sure, except for why any of this is happening.
Glad we can talk about this.
Of course. Although, I confess to some lingering curiosity, Sapphire Blade.
About?
That tattered Vatra code you wave around. I've never had the pleasure of a match with a Vatra before. Is your defense tattered as well?
Happy to educate you, Yanat Sang.
Serena, don't. They're just gonna...
Gravender, Zidammit, are we keeping this civil or what?
Hold! All of you. Clear a space there. You and me, Outrider. This will be instructive for all of us. If you please.
Damn it.
This can't be all you have, Sapphire Blade. We won't get anywhere like this.
Folks! Hey! Everybody! I think we better move!
What is it now?
Captain? Common is right. We need to vacate this area. Incoming acoustic signature, and it looks real big.
Mantel!
Squad! Move all the essential gear ahead inside, quickly!
Run! Run! It just ain't two guys!
Come on!
Good call there, Trot.
Almost too late. Mighty hell, Serena, you okay?
Yeah, she's taking worse hits than that before. Come on, that was no Midnight Lance, champ.
Locks, pressure point strikes. No doubt about it, that prick is a professional.
In some ways.
Huh?
Nothing, shut it. Let me see here.
You're being weirdly nice about this.
No, I'm not. I'm being a doctor. You have a cheekbone fracture. Hold still while I apply a bioseal. A couple of ticks and you'll barely remember anything hit you.
Oh, we'll see about that.
Eyes closed. Gently. Don't clench. The seal will do its job and re-knit the bone. Just leave it until it cools.
Thank you for that, Dr...
Dr. Lilacroyd Olania, Pan Chef Arlen Eidbun.
Right.
Alright, so one of these forks should lead back to the former dining hall and the master bedrooms, but we're likely to skirt close to the crevasse, slowly eating this place.
Saimar, terrain stability.
Acoustic instruments show no cause for alarm yet, although there are some background signatures. According to the intel you received, sir, I would advise taking the left path. Animal activity is likely to increase as we go.
Sure feels like they picked out a new den.
Dig team, you'll hold position until we run into further blockage or locate the vault. Doctor, you and Saimar will accompany me down the left fork with the others.
Yes, sir.
All right, Doc, spill it. What are we looking for?
Watch your mouth, Common.
Dial it back, Saimar. They need some kind of brief.
Whatever you say, Doctor.
The vault is supposed to house part of an artifact stolen by the traitor sovereign Mardine. We are looking for a metallic fragment of what is thought to be a mantle and collar piece, corroborated by others found elsewhere.
Wait. You guys think it's a mantle and collar piece? You don't know?
Information pertaining to the artifact is carefully controlled on a need-to-know basis. None present have reached the rank that needs to know.
Even you? Come on, how is that an unfair question?
Sir, loose ground near the turn up ahead. Then I'm seeing the passage widen out. This is where things get uncertain.
This is completely nuts. You folks realize that, right? Doing all this for some fancy royal outerwear in a mystery safe? I've dealt with mystery safes before, and trust me, they will let you down.
This far in, it's not up for debate.
Talk less, watch more.
That's the opening up this incline.
Yeah, guess this used to be a dining room. Lots of pitfalls.
Oh, heck, that's a long way down.
Saimar, you got a reading here?
Have a ping coming back from up ahead. Material signature unknown, but whatever it is, it's sizable and super dense. Looks like a big box. Three guesses what it could be.
All right, good. But proceed with caution.
Doctor, you stand by with the Lorvian. Saimar, you and the others, on me.
It's gotta be all of us? I don't like the look of that floor.
You three, don't do anything stupid.
Worry about yourself, minion.
Oh, I will. You take point, Vatra Skura. No telling when that thing will show up again, so if anyone else is getting eaten, it's you.
Let's go, if we're going.
I'm an expert on bad ideas, you know. This is a bad idea.
Well spotted.
Okay, but what did you mean before when you said he's a professional in some ways?
Keep your voice down. Listen, Gravender hasn't had much success in the hunt up to now, and some blunders have cost him. Whatever tip-off he got, it was hot enough to keep him from passing it up the chain of command.
No offense, but why are you telling me this? Doesn't it work out for you if the tip is for real?
And if it doesn't, he's out of second chances. Lord Sergarant will deal out a harsh punishment for him, and who knows where that'll stop.
If you were loyal, you would have told me.
Would have told me you were planning something, and so on. Okay, right, tough position.
The rest of this crew can be bought, bullied, or cajoled into doing something stupid. If we aren't punished, we'll just be recycled into other crews. I want out instead.
How? Where is your win here?
Still working that out. I didn't have a lot of options or openings. But when you all showed up, I had to take the chance. I'm sure not betting my future on Gravender Meister Maroth of all bloody knuckled fools.
Why not pass this up the chain?
You could call me a skeptic, I guess, about the Dominion. I'm from a conscripted family, so...
And he's... He's not gonna let us go after this, is he?
Don't be silly. You saw us, after all.
Right. Okay, so, what do we do?
Wait for our moment, work together, and improvise. We'll take things as they come.
Some plan, Doctor. Like you took it right out of my playbook.
I'm sorry.
Why?
You seem nice, and I'm being selfish. I managed to take this when we were chased down here. Keep it out of sight.
My multi-tool! Amazing! Prox, you there?
Yes, Vestin. I managed to conceal myself.
It looks like we may need to get the excavator in here, Captain. Not seeing a lock mechanism or interface.
Make sure, damn you, or you can go back to provide cover for the excavation team yourself.
Yes, sir.
Saimar, you want to try getting a multiple-ton excavator across the floor that looks ready to cave in, and then have it dig all night?
The mission is the mission, Doctor.
Ooh, wait a tick, wait a tick. Serena, try knocking on it. Hard, like you're mad as hell at it. Really crank one. Just get ready to catch whatever comes out.
True. The slant on this place is gonna cause some problems for anything not nailed down in there.
Knock on. What the hell is the Lorvian saying?
I'm lost on this one, Saimar.
Like I said, I have some experience here, and these folks were loaded. I just have a hunch. Try it.
Fine. Take positions and let's deal with this. You two up here.
Ready to knock, Chief.
Go.
Should I try again, or...
Ah!
Oh, cat! Somebody cat!
I see something!
Hold the door there!
Got it! Watch out!
Caution! Nearby structural hazard detected.
Proxy, don't!
I am incoming, sir!
Now hurry and find the objective.
Out of my way! I've got it! I have the fragment! Let's go!
Watch out! The vault!
It's tipping out!
On this floor?
Move back! Move back! All of you!
Just get out of my cacking way!
Got it!
Okay, hurry up!
Shut your face, you!
Let's get to the corridor! We can make it!
Just spoke. Lorvian?
Oh, cack.
Oh, that's the mama.
Time to move your butts, people!
This was a terrible idea!
By all the Lord, move!
Disaster. Troopers and gear lost, along with anything usable at the site.
We didn't lose everything, sir.
Then how do you propose to salvage the mission I risked so much for?
I managed to grab the artifact fragment. Appears to be a piece of burnished metal plating, possibly a shoulder plate. Strange interlacing of circuits inside.
Well, then hand it over, Bun.
Scooter.
Everybody, just stay calm now.
Are you defying me, Doctor?
Tendering my resignation, sir. I walk out of here with these people, and you bring the fragment home. You can claim this mission was a success.
Ridiculous. I don't even know where you pick up such a concept. You don't resign from the Dominion, and it will be a success. Now, give me the artifact.
Macer and Zinian are gone, sir. So are Balthius and Private Raoul. Command will want answers.
I have a mind to kill you here and now, wretch. All of you, and I would rest easy tonight. Command will forgive all for the success of the hunt.
I don't think so. You're not supposed to be here, Gravender. If you were, the Dominion fleet would be here with you. You're desperate. But this could still be a win if you let us go.
Without the Lorvian, sir, you really would be done for. Not sure how, but he knew the style of the vault. Everything after that happened naturally.
Hey, I mean, it wasn't anything that special.
You would have me live indebted to this creature?
Dick?
No, sir. Report that I was lost in action as well, and nothing gets in the way of your commission. You found the piece of the Sovereign's mantle, sir. We don't exist.
Very well. You are profoundly insane, and a poor excuse for a soldier. But perhaps your initiative deserves an answer. A wager.
Sir?
The Sapphire Blade and I never got to end our match. You beat me hand to hand. You all walk free. If not, well, I go through with my original plan. Get their gear!
Here, sir.
Whoa! Gotcha.
Hey, asshole, keep him to yourself!
Oh, I have restrained myself entirely, Sapphire Blade. But no more! Let's begin.
With pleasure.
Hey, watch yourself with this one. Don't let him get into a rhythm.
Thanks, Coach.
Renegades like Dr. Bunn, the traitor sovereign, or that precious sigh you commons bleat about, they all suffer in the end. I'll never understand the appeal.
You wouldn't have what it takes anyway. Now come on! Come on then, minions. The sun's rising. I got all day to spend on you.
Crew of the Severing, you can still salvage your honor here. Take your captain back to the ship and forget today happened.
Whatever you say, Doctor.
So much for you, asshole.
Sigh, damn, Serena, that's what I call a rematch. One hit!
Nice work, champ. We got you from here.
Doctor, I'm not sure yet if you almost got us killed or saved all of our lives, but thank you.
Jury is still out. I hope you'll let me make it up to you all.
First bit of advice? It's time to ditch the Dominion gear.
Yes, that's right. I'll have to find something to wear, won't I?
I can lend you something, or Hagen can. I got a bit more going on in the shoulder areas. You can...
All right, easy now.
Mm-hmm.
We got room for one more, right?
There are still crew quarters available, and I'm sure we could use a proper doctor on board.
The way you folks handle yourselves, I'd invest in some more armor plating on your hull, too.
Sorry for the trouble, Trot.
Nah. In the big picture, I probably owe you guys my life. I can't exactly pay you, so let's just call it one more heaping help in a Wapello. Plus one for...
Oh, yes, I should introduce myself, shouldn't I? I am Dr. Lilacroyd Bunn. Lily, for short, I suppose. Thank you for having me aboard.
I wish I could tell you this is the worst it gets with us, but... Somehow that seems less and less likely.
I won't rock the boat, I promise.
I think what you just pulled off says otherwise, Doc. Ugh, at least I can punch the guy. You just went at him with moral fiber. Nuts.
And I'm a little worried that we just handed something so significant to that brute.
Hmm? Oh, I didn't.
What do you mean? We all saw you hand it off.
What I gave Gravender was a piece of lavish costume jewelry swapped out in the confusion. I have the real one here.
This is the real deal?
I mean, there's no way to be sure how long it will take them to figure that out.
Lily, are you insane?
What a fascinating piece. Strange material, no flourish to it whatsoever. If there are any mechanical components, I can't find them. You could almost mistake this for a piece of roof tile.
Whoa, isn't that gonna backfire?
Think about it. If Gravender was able to find a piece of the mantle, he really would be back here, newly elevated with the full strength of the Armada. The Dominion would scrape this place clean and move on. Honestly, it's better for all of us if he does show it to Lord Sergarant himself.
Okay, I think I see. This way, the whole thing looks like a bust.
Did Did you just save my planet?
Mm-hmm. And screwed over my crappy CEO in the process? I can't take all the credit, naturally.
Badass! Well, travelers, that seems like a pretty good place to leave it until next time. Can't wait to go through the last day or so. Ugh, this is gonna be a wild episode!
What is he talking about?
You complete dork, Pixis.
We can catch you up, Dr. Bun.
And thanks again. Gonna need to lie down for a while, though. Hey, Trek, can we get a breeze going in here?
Sure thing.
Oh, that's the stuff.
Maybe we'll give Serena an extended break this time around. I'd say she's earned it. So, from all of us, me, Proxy, Serena, Hagen, and our new doctor, Lily Bun, can't wait to catch you all next season on Star Tripper!
Star Tripper was created by Julian Mundy. Yeah, it's me. And produced by Misha Stanton, Ian McEwen, and me. Paradise in Ruin was written and directed by yours truly, with sound design by Misha Stanton and performances by Ian McEwen as Festin, Sierra Shea as Proxy, Sammy Lappin as Serena, Jajoke Williams as Hagen, and introducing Regina Renee Russell as Dr. Lillicroyd Bunn, as well as Jason Ryan Lovett as Trutwig, Milan Carter as Avo, Giancarlo Herrera as Gravender, and Johnny Tchaikovsky as Saimar. Recorded at a safe social distance with production help from Lauren Shippen and Evan Cunningham. Special production assistance this season from Aaron Bark. Music by Ketsa. For more, check out ketsamusic.com. Additional music this episode by Daniel Birch and Solar Flare. While we're in the off-season, stay in touch on the wave at StarTripperHQ.com or see what we're tweeting from the poolside at StarTripperHQ. Season 3 will be coming before you know it, so when we're ready to launch, you can be among the first to know. Don't miss our thrilling return, because we want you aboard for the next leg of our incredible voyage. And if there's one thing that keeps this show in the air, it's the support of our magnificent patrons over at patreon.com/StarTripper. We'll have extra goodies going up over the break, and our Discord community could always use another troublemaker in the mix. And photos of your pets. You can always post photos of your pets. Thank you so much for flying with us for another season. And now, this week's Star Trip Survival Tip. Dear traveler, other journeys will come after yours. So consider this. How do you want your present to change their future?